food, because if he ate it, it'd probably be food anyway, you know.
Uh-huh. How about victuals?
Victuals, yes. He likes his victuals.
Was that common when you were a boy?
Oh, yes, very common.
And if you have a thin liquid sweetened that you pour on puddings and things...
That's a syrup.
You ever call that a... Well, let's see. If you have a liquid that you pour on a vegetable...
That's salad dressing.
Uh-huh. Well, let's say you put it on... What would you put it on? Broccoli?
Yes.
How about sauce?
Well, that would be... Sometimes they have sauce, yes.
Well, where would you use sauce? I'm trying to find out now how I should phrase this.
Well, generally sauce, you know, you've heard him speak of applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think generally sauce means a fruit concoction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they call a vegetable stuff sauce at all. Now they may, but generally you talk about a sauce and you talk about applesauce or some other fruit that's made into sauce.
That might be good context to get it in. What is the boiled concoction of chopped up apples?
Yes, that's right.
Strange to me, at least, in parts of New England, salads are called sass, or sauce, garden sauce, or garden sass.
I never heard that.
When you eat something between meals, you say you're eating a...
Lunch?
Well, let's say
piecing.
It's a who?
Piecing.
Piecing? And what would you call what you're eating? He's going in to eat it. Or have himself a...
Sandwich?
How about a snack?
Snack, that's right.
You use that regularly?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, not that I know. You know, they have snack bars around.
Uh-huh.
I suppose that the student union may uh-huh. have what they call a snack bar. I'm not acquainted with the union, however, but...
I think I've been there twice in my 3 years here.
Yes.
I've eaten in the cafeteria frequently.
Oh, yes.
Half a dozen times. But I can't find time to go in and have that leisurely cup of coffee and trip over all the students.
Yes.
Fight my way over. Let's say you were supposed to get breakfast in the morning. What's the first thing you'd do when you got into the kitchen?
Well, probably the first thing would be to put on the coffee pot.
And just the empty pot? Or?
Oh, no, put the water in, coffee. Now, some people, I think, put the water in, let it get hot first. But when I make coffee, I just put the water in and the coffee in all at the same time and let it heat and perk.
My grandmother used to say, you can't make good coffee with hot water.
Yeah, that's right. Now, of course, years ago, before they got these percolators, they just dumped the coffee in and mm-hmm. let it settle, you know. And lots of times, they would, after it got made, it would all be groundy and everything, and they'd break an egg and put in it
mm-hmm.
to make it settle. Of course, since they've got these percolators, they don't never think about anything.
We save eggs.
Yeah.
If you were thirsty, and, what would you ask for?
Well, you'd say a drink of water.
Uh-huh.
I'd say, if you all wanted just a little bit, you might say, give me a sup of water.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be probably a third of a glass or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, if you drop the glass and it shattered, you say, oh my goodness, it's
broken.
And when you've finished the glass and hand it back, you'd say, thank you, all the water.
How's that?